It was a fairly quick tenure. Let's see what Max has to say about it. On the live line with us this morning is the senior fellow at American Progress, Max Bergman. Max, welcome. Nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Was there time enough, Max, for a legacy for Rex Tillerson?
Unfortunately, yes. I think Rex Tillerson's legacy is going to be about the dismantling and gutting of the State Department. He came in with great energy in terms of slashing the department's budget, in setting up a hiring freeze, in lowering the amount of incoming officers that the State Department was taking in. And this is going to take, you know, maybe even more than a decade to rebuild, because you don't just replace new people. You have to, you know, expand officer classes. You have to rebuild morale. This is going to take a long time. And so he's going to have a lasting legacy. And the irony is that he, you know, was there for such a short period of time. We also, you know, he was at times a voice for sanity within the administration. He was for staying in the Paris climate change accords. He was for staying in the Iran deal. But he was a very quiet voice in a very loud room, and he wasn't listened to. And that is sort of the death knell for Secretary of State. If they have no influence over U.S. foreign policy here at home, then they're not going to be seen as a reliable interlocutor abroad.
From the reports we're getting, Donald Trump just didn't like Rex Tillerson anymore. You worked at the State Department from 2011 to 2017. How important is it that the president likes the Secretary of State, and he reportedly likes Mike Pompeo? Is that going to matter that they're buddies?
I don't think it matters that they like each other. I think it matters that the president trusts the Secretary of State, trusts their judgment, and believes in them as sort of qualified and capable of doing the job.
Well, yeah, more than any employee, Max, doesn't the Secretary of State have to be in line with the president's policies?
Oh, absolutely. But in this case, I think it was more about a personal bond, which is very important to this president. I think over the course of history, there have been many secretaries of state that haven't gotten along with the president, but they've sort of aligned on the policy matter. And so it does matter that the Secretary of State align with the president on policy, but you kind of want to have a cabinet that isn't always in agreement, that is sort of, that does have a debate over the issues. And so I think what we see here is the president simply wanting someone who he gets along with, who seems to have more hawkish tendencies than him. And I think it bodes potentially really troubling picture, paints a really troubling picture for the road ahead with North Korea, potentially now with Iran as well. Because if we tear up the Iran nuclear deal, it's essentially putting us on a path to war.
You know, your expertise is U.S.-Russian policy. On his way out yesterday, Rex Tillerson did not have some nice words to say about Russia and their influencing in the election. Pompeo has made some interesting comments, more aligned with Trump, saying in the past that Russia actually did not meddle in the election. So is he kind of coming in because he's on the Trump team to begin with in their views to Russia?
So this is a really sort of mixed picture. You know, on the one hand, Tillerson goes out saying negative things about Russia, but Tillerson has also blocked the State Department from implementing Russia sanctions that Congress passed. And so Pompeo has also said, you know, has taken the president's line, but also said that Russia is looking to attack our 2018 elections again. So I think it's unclear. I think the hope here when it comes to Russia policy is that Pompeo brings new energy and vigor to the role of Secretary of State and implements the laws that Congress put on the books, the Russia sanctions legislation, and begins to and takes the threat from Russia seriously. That's where he was when he was a congressman before Donald Trump ran for president. And so I think we hope that he sort of returns to Congressman Pompeo when he becomes Secretary of State, at least on Russia policy.
And Max, if Pompeo moves up as expected, then Gina Haspel will move up to the directorship of the CIA, first woman to do so. She's an interesting character, though, it sounds like. So many years with the CIA, so many of those undercover, and then there's that torture connection.
Yeah. So she's a career CIA officer, but is sort of very badly implicated in the torture scandal. And this is going that occurred in the CIA with renditions and where the CIA was operating effectively an unlawful torture program, although that would be contested. And I think her confirmation is going to be really in doubt. That I think, you know, it's one thing if you're a junior person and you're following orders. It's another thing to make that junior person that showed bad judgment to then make them the head of the agency. And so I think, you know, and John McCain has already come out opposing her nomination.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of questions around whether she is actually going to be confirmed.
Well, it's an important piece of the pie. There's no question about it. Max, thanks so much for being here. And we will call on you again without a lot of time in between, I have a feeling. So thanks for helping us out this morning.
Great.
That is Max Bergman, spent many years in the State Department, now a senior fellow at American Progress.